Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we interview your favorite actors from film, television, music, comedy, Broadway, wherever pop culture exists. That is where we are at. And I am very excited today about our guest. It's going to be a fun conversation. We are chatting with the super talented Latinx actor Fernando Carsa, and he will be appearing here very soon on Apple TV Plus's highly anticipated comedy series Acapulco, which is bilingual, by the way, which is amazing. And it's based on the 2017 film How to Be a Latin Lover, starring Eugenio Derbez and Salma Hayek. And this series follows the lead Maximo, whose dreams come true when he gets the job of a lifetime at the hottest resort in Acapulco. I'm already excited. Welcome into the podcast, Fernando. It's great to have you.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes, well, this will be a lot of fun. I'm excited. I have not obviously had the chance to see this yet. It will debut on October 8th, which is in 4 days.
Yes.
So let's talk about this and what it's about and what people can expect.
Yeah, so Acapulco is the story of a kid in his 20s called Maximo Gallardo who gets the job of a lifetime at Las Colinas Resort, the most amazing hotel and resort in Acapulco in the year 1984. And as this kid goes into this job, he discovers that not everything that shines is gold. There are going to be some challenges that he's going to face. And it's a fun comedy with a lot of heart, a lot of really lovely moments, a lot of diversity and representation with both Spanish and English dialogue in it. And we're just very excited for the world to see it. You know, the fact that we're working with Eugenio Derbez and that we have this incredible cast and a beautiful story. We're just so proud of it and we feel very blessed to be part of it. And we can't wait for all of you to enjoy it.
Yes, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I've seen trailers and I've watched a lot of, you know, sizzle clips or whatever about it when it was first announced this was coming out. And I will tell you, Apple TV is just right up there with all the big dog streamers and putting out some amazing and phenomenal content for people to be a part of. Now, you mentioned this takes place in 1984, which makes me feel very old, by the way. How was it like diving into the culture of 1984 for you, and how much research did you have to do? How familiar were you with 1984?
Yeah, so, I mean, I wasn't alive at the time. However, a lot of the music that I listen to is from that time era, both in Spanish and English. I'm a huge Madonna fan. I'm a huge Cher fan. When that decade was going on, those two artists really were, you know, coming up with some incredible, timeless hits. And also music in Spanish, music like, there's artists like Tatiana, Timbiriche, Pimpinela, Daniela Romo, so many that I could mention. So my biggest influence has definitely been the music, you know, and it's a decade that I feel has some of the best fashion, that it kind of like really moved us when it comes to technology. I feel like it was a very exciting time. And based on what my parents described to me, it seemed like a very cool, fun, exciting, energetic time. You know, so most of the way that I prepared is mostly through the music. I let the music inform me and the energy and kind of like the lyrics of the music and the way that actually the music is just so good. And I talk a lot with my parents about like what would they do when they were in the 1980s and what places they would go. I mean, I was born in Mexico. My whole family is from Mexico. We're actually from a place called Colima. There's like 3 weeks away from where we filmed. So yeah, that was my biggest inspiration, where I got most of my character study from my parents and their experience through that decade.
I love it. Yeah, the '80s were a great time, I will tell you. And I know your publicist Anna is listening in. She would probably agree. The '80s were great and a lot of fun. And of course the music, you know, was spectacular as well. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly enough, you got started at a very young age. And from what I understand, your interest initially lied like on Broadway and performing on stage. And that's what you sort of wanted to do. Have you had the opportunity to do any of that so far, or is like the film and television thing sort of taken over at this point, and that's still maybe on the list of things that you want to be a part of one day?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing musical theater. I've only done one professional show in my whole career. Most of it has been educational theater. So I've gotten a taste of live performance, you know, and I've done talent shows and showcases and things like that. I miss it a lot. I miss live performance a lot. There's nothing like that energy exchange with a live audience, you know? And to be completely honest with you, I'm going to get a little dramatic, I guess, in here, a little personal. I'd much rather say personal. You know, the reason why I never really dreamed about being on TV and film is because throughout my artistic education, I was constantly told that I was too big into theatrical to be on the camera.
Sure.
With my acting and my physical appearance. So especially when I was going through college, there were a lot of professors who were like, don't even attempt to do it. It's not going to work. You know, it's not a medium for you. You don't belong there. So the fact that now I get to do it, and the fact that it's with this very special show, I feel like I won the lottery. I feel the luckiest guy in the world, and I feel unstoppable. And I never dreamed about doing TV and film because I told I wasn't allowed to do it. And because I was told I could never do it. But now that I proved them wrong, they're not going to stop me. You know what I mean?
I love that, Fernando. That the sky is the limit, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the sky is the limit. Like there, I feel like that. Okay, so let's be honest. Like, not everybody has the same opportunities in every situation per se, but everybody, I feel, has the opportunity to dream and see what they can do to make those things happen. And I really feel like that when you have the positive attitude like you have, and the fact that you don't let what people feel should define you as an artist, and you break through that, and then you move on and you become a star like you've become, and you've done these projects, and you've got this Apple TV streamer project. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that is half the battle right there, if that makes any sense.
No, yeah, totally. I feel like I constantly have to remind myself that, you know, and actually going through the UCLA theater department was a huge blessing in that sense, and being able to study there, because that's when I learned that what makes me different makes me special. But I mean, I've been training since the age of 7. It's not like everything just fell on my lap also, you know. I've been training and I've been studying, and I think that's, I don't believe in luck. There is this saying that I heard a Broadway actress say. Her name is Stephanie J. Block, and I love that she's like, luck doesn't exist. Luck is when opportunity meets preparedness. And I truly believe that's what happened to me when it comes to entering in the TV and film world. You know, I had studied, I was lucky enough, I don't want to say, I was blessed enough, you know, to have representation that believed that I had something to offer into this business. And then there was a part that just completely fit my strengths as an actor and as a performer and my look, you know?
Yeah, it's very exciting, and I cannot wait for people to have the opportunity to see this. And I think it's important to note, I don't want to bury the headline here, but like, you booked this role like 6 months out of college. Like, this is like your first big thing. How does that feel?
Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, when I first booked it, I genuinely, of course I was excited, but the phrase that kept like repeating in my head was, what did I get myself into? Oh my God, what did I get myself into? Because I've never done it. You know, I didn't even do student films or short films or anything. Like, I genuinely had zero on-camera experience. I learned a lot throughout the whole process, and I studied acting, you know, but I've never worked in front of a camera. And I was really blessed to have a cast and directors that were really good at guiding me on doing that when the show was happening. But I just feel it's crazy. Like, I knew I was going to keep fighting for my dream of becoming a professional actor my whole life. If I had to go through my whole life fighting for it. It just happened so soon. The fact that I'm able to call myself a working actor to me means the world. And it happened so soon after I graduated. Like, I'm aware that I've been blessed. This is not the regular or the normal storyline for everybody, you know, that wants to go into this business.
Yeah.
So I feel very blessed and I'm very grateful. And I thank God every day. And I write in my journal every day. And I do like a 10 things that I'm grateful for every day. And I always write the show, because it changed my life.
Well, that is fantastic. And you have the right attitude, my friend. This is going to be amazing, and what a great start you have to your career. And again, as I mentioned, the sky is the limit. I talk to a lot of actors every day, and your attitude and your mindset are what is, I believe, personally going to allow you to be successful at this, because it's going to make people want to work with you and want to have you come do other things. And I think that's why a lot of these actors work so much and so frequently, is because they have created this persona in the industry where people want to be with them and to work with them. This is amazing. The television show is Acapulco on Apple TV Plus. It will premiere on October 8th. And if you don't have a subscription to Apple TV, you absolutely have to. It is amazing. And thank you for listening to today's episode, pressing play and being a part of our conversation. Please consider sharing this episode with a friend. It's absolutely free, and you can do it from the device that you're holding in your hand quite easily. And if you don't subscribe to our show, we just opened up a YouTube channel, so these video interviews are slowly making their way up. Be sure to follow us on YouTube and subscribe, hit that notification bell. And also, I think that's it. Enough call to action. Fernando, thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast. Thank you. I really appreciate it as well.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.